Logistics capacity planning slash plan. The process of logistics capacity planning and the resulting plan are operation-level capacity checks, meaning that the plan is a unit-level shipping and storage plan. The time period should be in the same units as the master production schedule, for example, weeks rather than months, and other units of measure should be similarly compatible with the level of detail used in master scheduling. These plans need to take into account the current customer order backlogs, any pending customer backorders, and any related unit-level short-term forecasts. Parts of this process are discussed elsewhere, such as the process of generating a weekly shipping schedule given an aggregate monthly transportation report. Similarly, warehouse capacity planning is part of logistics capacity planning. Logistics capacity planning will use simulation to optimize resource usage and will prompt other systems for schedule changes when this is needed. These systems will constantly assess the financial impacts of any changes in logistics plans, or the impact on logistics when changes are made to the master schedule. Once any aggregate and detail level inventory and warehouse capacity issues are resolved to management's satisfaction, the next step is to determine how to distribute the inventory within the channel network using distribution requirements planning.